Hello, this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com, where we talk about step-by-step, day-by-day, living inspired together. And this is Live Inspired number 13 podcast. And today we're actually talking about the word open. It is Poetic Friday. Fridays at WeLiveInspired.com are dedicated to poetry. And normally I read a poem that I've written, but today I explained on the blog that I'm actually taking a brief break from sharing some of my poetry because I'm focusing on writing some new content for some book projects that I'm doing, and I wanted to have some never-before-published content for the book. So instead of me reading my own poetry each week, I'm going to be reading some poems that other people have put out there, and then talk about some inspiring topics to go with on this Poetic Friday. So I did link up with the 5-Minute Friday community, where we all get together to write for 5 minutes and sometimes more on the word of the day. And this week's word, like I said, is open. So when I hear the word open, I think of living life with an open heart. And that can be a difficult thing for many of us because of the fact that there's such a risk involved with living life with an open heart. So we're going to talk about that today, but first of all, I want to read some beautiful poetry because there is a phrase I want you to remember. It's actually the title of today's blog post, and that is that the open heart attracts miracles. And I really live that and believe that the open heart attracts miracles. So if you're looking to manifest more miracles in your life and attract more of those good things, that's what we're going to talk about today. I actually have two poems to read. The first one is by Anonymous. I don't have an author for this one. It's just something that I happened to find. And it says, "You are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people for the right reason. Everything is perfect. You have the right results. All you need is a right heart and mind and an open heart and mind. And remember to keep your eyes open too." So that's just something to start us off. And then we're going to go into a poem by Walt Whitman, which I just love Walt Whitman. And it's called See Miracles Every Day. "Why, who makes much of a miracle? As to me, I know of nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk the streets of Manhattan, or dart my sight over the roofs of houses toward the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach just in the edge of the water, or stand under trees in the woods, or talk by day with anyone I love, or sleep in the bed at night with anyone I love, or sit at table at dinner with the rest, or animals feeding in the fields, or watch honeybees busy around the hive of a summer forenoon, or look at strangers opposite me riding in the car, or birds, or the wonderfulness of insects in the air, or the wonderfulness of the sundown, or of stars shining so quiet and bright. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Every square yard of the surface of the earth is spread with the same. Or the exquisite, delicate, thin curve of the new moon in spring. These with the rest, one and all, are to me miracles. The whole referring, yet each distinct and in its place. To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. The fishes that swim, the rocks, the motion of the waves, the ships with the men in them. To me, the sea is a continual miracle. What stranger miracles are there?" So that's just a little bit from Walt Whitman today about miracles. And we're going to talk about having an open heart. We've only got about 5 minutes left already. These 10-minute podcasts really do go quickly. So let me just go back here to the blog post. And this is all a matter of perspective, this living inspired. That's really what it's about. It's about having the right perspective. So years ago, I probably would have told you that the open heart attracts drama or hurt, because I have definitely been through many hurtful experiences. And especially when you're somebody who is deeply empathetic and generous with your heart and tender-hearted and giving of yourself, if you're someone who feels things deeply, this is actually our greatest strength, but it can also be a weakness or feel like a weakness at times. But embrace that part of you if you are someone who does feel things deeply and shows up in the world this way, because this is exactly the way that God made you, and there is nothing at all wrong with that. So I would have said, like I had previously read here, that the open heart attracts drama or hurt. And so there is a risk factor for us. I think sometimes we can think about the fact that if we're going to live life with our hearts fully open, that's a really scary thing, and that we can experience a lot of hurt and pain because of that. And there may be some truth to that. I definitely have experienced a lot of hurt and pain. I'm sure that many of you listening to this have too. And that is one of the side effects, I guess you could say, of living with your heart full open. But the miracles are far, far more abundant than living with a heart that's closed. And so on the blog post, I go into more detail about that. I don't have time to go to read the entire thing here on the radio podcast. So if you want to read more, you'll want to go to the blog post, and I've put the link in the comment, or not in the comments, but the link in the description below this podcast for you. But I actually withdrew into myself for many years because of some things that happened that were really traumatic, with putting my heart out there and having a lot of loss and abandonment and things that happened that were scary. And so I closed myself off, so I've lived life both ways. I've lived life with a very open heart, and then I've lived life very withdrawn and with kind of closed, being closed. And I can tell you that when you have a closed heart and you don't put yourself out there, it is safe. And the open heart runs a risk of getting hurt, but the closed heart runs the risk of nothing. So no risk, doesn't sound half bad, right? Except that when you are living in a place of no risk, you're not really living. You're lacking that alive feeling. You are having dullness instead of experiencing vibrancy, and maybe even bitterness or sadness or loneliness and other adjectives that we don't really want to talk about. So, and how can we experience God's best from this place? I mean, that's something too. When we are not living life fully open, even as scary as that may be, how can we attract miracles, and how can we receive, and how can we experience God's best? So if you want to experience more of God's best in your life, examine that area of your life. Examine how fully open your heart is and how much you are giving of yourself to the world and interacting with others. And are you living in a space of fear of putting your heart out there, or are you living with your heart wide open? When I started living with my heart wide open, I began to experience tremendous miracles and abundance in my life, living from the fullness of myself and putting my heart out there, giving away much of myself. And by doing that, in turn, my blessings I have received have been abundant. Everything that I have received in the past decade or more from on my journey toward inspired living has been a direct result of living with my heart open. And I can't even tell you all of the instances, because it would be a very long story, as it's been a very long journey and I still continue to bloom and unfurl. But I think love is the biggest thing that I've received. When you love with your heart full open to everybody else, you receive so much love back. And even if you're going to receive some hurt back every now and then, the love that you receive is far outweighs the hurt that you may receive. I've received job opportunities and, you know, paid opportunities and many, many friendships and many blessings and heartfelt things that just make my heart feel so full and so happy. You know, gifts and just more than that, really the reward of putting your heart out there is knowing that you're making a difference in somebody else's life. And as you're making a difference, you're just receiving so much abundance in return. We're already running out of time on this podcast, so I'm going to have to say goodbye for now. But if you want to hop over to the blog, the title of this post again is called "The Open Heart Attracts Miracles." You will find that at WeLiveInspired.com. And this has been Rebecca. See you next time.